بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, it is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have completed the Qur'an-i Majeed in Salatul Taraweeh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the recitation. May Allah overlook any deficiencies, mistakes, shortcomings. May Allah ta'ala give us more and more tawfiq to continue with the ibadat that we did in the month of Ramadan, and may Allah ta'ala make next year Ramadan also go even more better than this year, with our masajid open, with abad and tilawat of the Quran. You would have noticed when we finish the Quran and Majid, when we finish Surah Nas, we come back and we read Surah Fatiha, we start Surah Baqarah till Muflihun. And this in itself gives us hope to continue next year, inshallah. Allah give us life, Allah give us good health. Again, tonight is a very Mubarak night, and we have been mentioning all these nights, the past few nights, that we have got one more chance, and this is a final chance to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the odd night, seeking Laylatul Qadr. Allah knows best whether it is Laylatul Qadr tonight. May Allah grant all of us this Mubarak night, the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah not deprive any person. We have been asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Every single salah, we are begging Allah ta'ala for hidayat. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. We have spoken already on this quite a few times ago. But this is a dua that we are making. This is a plea to Allah ta'ala. Oh Allah, show us sirat al-mustaqim. Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned which is sirat al-mustaqim, the road of the anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, the siddiqeen, the shuhada, the martyrs, the salihin. Not the road of the maghdub alayhim and dhalin. Not the road of those upon whom is the wrath of Allah and those who are gone astray. In other words, the road that we are seeking is that road which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put His anbiya alayhimu salatu salam on. Every Nabi treaded that path. Those who were loyal and sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious, the martyrs, they treaded this path. Not the path of the Yahud and Nasara. This is the dua we're making every single day. But let us ask ourselves again, are we following this path? Are we adopting this path? Or are we just asking Allah Ta'ala, give us sirat-e-mustaqim, and making zero effort to come onto sirat-e-mustaqim? When we go for Hajj and Umrah, all of us are very, very concerned about how we are going to wear our ihram, and rightfully so. So we'll ask the Mawlana, how do we wrap and how do we fold the ihram, especially when we will make tawaf? Which arm must be bare? We keep on checking if it's right. But do we ask the ulama, and do we ask ourselves, when it is nikah, what type of garments we are wearing? What type of clothing? What type of styles? What fashion? The same people whom Allah have mentioned, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَضَّالِينَ, upon whom is Allah Ta'ala's wrath, and Allah Ta'ala, and those who are misguided, who are astray, we do not ask Allah Ta'ala to give us those people's path. In all our functions, activities, our dealings, our transactions, our mu'amalat, mu'ashara, we are still following that way of life, and we are happy and content about that. A little child, you'll notice, almost every little child, when he wears his shoes, instead of the right foot, the right leg on the right foot, and the left on the left, the child puts the left shoe with the right, on his right leg, and the right leg on the left. Ulta. And then he tries to walk, stumbles and falls, and the mother sees behind what's happening. So the mother comes and she puts the right shoe the right leg into the right shoe and the left leg into the left shoe. Now the child is able to walk. And not only to walk properly, it doesn't stumble and fall, it even catches up with the mother and even precedes the mother and runs ahead. If insan who wears the wrong shoe and the wrong leg cannot even walk properly, then when we have adopted the wrong ways and not taken the right to be right and the wrong to be wrong or the left to be left in all our activities, then how are we seeking the path of hidayat and success? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned very clearly. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffa. O believers, enter into Islam completely. Not half-half. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a Jew, a rabbi, very learned. And when he embraced Islam, the thought came to him that in their religion, the Jewish religion, they have Saturday as a very sacred day, so they used to honor Saturday, and they were not permitted to eat the camel's meat. So he thought he'll continue this practice, and he'll make ta'zim of this day, and he won't eat any camel meat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verse for this. He still practiced on deen, Islam, Jummah, everything, and he was a great sahabi. But in the beginning, he just thought that, let me try and also keep these two things because they were very sacred in our deen, so let me just practice on this as well. I mean, there was no harm in not eating camel's meat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verse, enter into Islam completely. Now imagine you and I, how much more important it is for us to reflect over this verse in every aspect of our life, like how we did our ibadah so beautifully, may Allah accept it. Our itikaf, roza, taraweeh, tilawat. Our nikahs also has to come right. Our business dealings especially has to come right. When we live with society, how we behave and conduct ourselves there, that is extremely vital. Enter into Islam completely. You know, in the 50s, there were great problems in India against the Muslims, and they were persecuted, and they were just taken and thrown into the prison. Many of them were killed. And all because they were practicing deen. So they were brought to the court, and the judge would give a verdict, and they would just sentence them to death, or they would be languishing in prison. So there was a person by the name of Ghalib, very famous poet. Ghalib had some weaknesses. He was an alcoholic until he took bayat to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. And when he took bayat to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he changed his whole life. So when Ghalib also in the rush, he also was picked up and he is summoned, he comes to the court. The judge asks, what are you? What's your deen? Aapka deen kya hai? So he says, Huzur, aada Musalman, aada Isai. Half Muslim, half Christian. What do you mean by that? He said, main khinzir ka gosht nahi khata hu, to main Musalman hu, lekin sharab peeta hu, to main Isai. Half, half is no good. We've got to enter into Islam completely. And this is going to be the effort now after the month of Ramadan. We spoke about istiqama. We spoke about temptation. Then many of the youngsters had been asking almost every day. And they are concerned that what happens after the month of Ramadan? This temptation, we're going to be pulled. So we have to have what is called khawf-e-khuda. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Allah is watching me. And I cannot do anything that is going to displease my Allah. The moment I do something which is wrong, and my Allah is going to be naraz, then this is going to create my heart to experience darkness. My heart to be, I will become estranged away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many, many, many effects of sins that we do not understand. When a person is soaked and immersed in sins, then what happens? He does not have any nadamat and regret in missing out any good deed. He missed his jamaat, salatul jamaat, it means nothing to him. He overslept, he slept in morning, fajr, he didn't read, it will mean nothing to him, no nadamat. And if he commits a sin, then too there's no pain on him. There's nothing. May Allah protect us from those conditions and those stages. Very serious indeed. When a person continues sinning, this heart becomes dark. In fact, the body experiences weakness, physical weakness. Can you imagine the spiritual weakness the person goes through? He gets wahshat. He feels distance away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even from his fellow human beings. He will not like the company of pious people. His heart will never pull him in and attract him towards the masjid, towards opening the Quran, reading the Quran, understanding the Quran, waaz, nasiha, those type of things will not appeal to him. Yes, what will appeal to him is music, zina, entertainment, food, fun. Those type of things will appeal to him. The month of Ramadan, we had a beautiful training period. Right in the beginning, I mentioned, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that the month of Ramadan, 29 or 30 days, each day is a different rung on the ladder. And we're climbing this ladder, first day, second day, third day, and now we've come right till the top. And after making all this effort, now it is very, very important that we preserve this effort, we continue the momentum. And for all this, we require spiritual reformation. And that is called Islah. Without Islah, what will happen is the person will slowly be tempted into his different attractions. Person gave up drugs in the month of Ramadan. After the month of Ramadan, slowly now he'll feel, no roza, I don't have to go for tarawih. And slowly, bad company will draw him towards evil, towards haram. Therefore, he needs to make Islah. And he needs to go to a person who will guide him, who will help him, who will direct him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Initially, that Islah is difficult. There's no doubt about it. It's painful. Because there's a great sacrifice on the person's heart. He has to give up many things that he was desiring. And those things outwardly look very appealing and attractive. This whole dunya is like, it is likened to autumn in the guise of spring. It looks everything so nice and blossoming, but in reality it is just autumn. All the pleasures that a person finds very, very good, and he's very happy and content, and he looks and he aspires for that, the clubbing, the dining, the whining, the womanizing, the zina, the cell phone, the different things that we spoke about, the Instagram and whatever you have. Those things are very, very easy for him. Why? Because he gains enjoyment in those things. But remember, those enjoyments are short-lived. Salat does not appeal to him. So for that, he has to undergo Islah. And there's mashakkat involved. There's some difficulty. There's some pain that he will go through. But after that, he will enjoy his salat to such an extent that, believe me, if he misses his takbir-e-ula, it will cause him such grief and such pain that he'll even become sick. All the time his gaze is on the clock waiting for salah time. Now salah becomes extremely enjoyable to him. Initially there was a mashakkat. But afterwards, coming to the masjid early, opening Quran and finishing his amount that he recites every day, he'll look forward to that. Other things that others take enjoyment in will never be attractive to him. Because he's found the real sweetness. It is genuine pleasure, real pleasure versus fake pleasure. We are after the fake pleasure, thinking that is going to give us success, when Allah has mentioned very, very clearly in the Quran, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَهُوَ أُبِيزَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ أُبِيزَ رَسُولَهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم, then such a person will get fawzan mubina, fawzan azima, he'll get open success, he'll be triumphant, he'll be successful. So respected brothers and elders, we had already a long program, we're just going to just make it very, very brief now. Again, the message, the important message is that we need to make an effort on our spiritual self. Do not neglect the spiritual self of ours. If a person is sinning and he persists in sins and he does not stop sinning, what happens? Those sins become embedded, entrenched in himself. Now for him to uproot those sins become very, very difficult. But if he just committed the sin once and immediately now he makes tawbah, it'll be easy for him to uproot that plant. A tree that has grown for many years, it requires more strength, more power, and more effort to uproot. So there are certain sins in our lives that from years is already there. But until we don't make that mashaqqah, that mujahada, we oppose our nafs, we go against the dictates of our nafs, the nafs pulls us toward that evil. We say, no, we are not going to do that. We make mukhalafa of the nafs, we oppose the nafs. Until we don't do that, that sin will never be uprooted from us. One of the effects of sin, and this perhaps will make everybody worried, the other things I mentioned, getting washa, darkness, not really making, striking any chord or not capturing our attention. If I say, if you commit sins, you persist in sins, you don't make tawbah, you'll be deprived of your rozi. Hirmanu rizq. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person is deprived of his rozi bi dhanbi yusibuhu, because of sins that he has committed. Now that appeals to us. Oh, money, barakah will go away. Tamhaqul barakah, it will take away all the barakah in your life. Your life will be miserable. You will not get some enjoyment. Even with your people around you, your own wife and children will become disobedient to you. Why? Because you have become disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the moment you're obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entire world becomes subservient to you. Because now you are the friend of Allah. And when you're the friend of Allah, then everything belongs to you. Whoever becomes Allah's, Allah becomes his. So this is what we need to get in our life, that ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. With that, we have to make this effort. Always be conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. I've mentioned this incident, I don't know how many times, but for the benefit of those who haven't heard this, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, with his servant, they were going on a journey, then they come across a shepherd with some sheep. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala thinks to himself, let me just test this person. Let's see how honest and upright he is. He goes up to him and tells him, can I have one sheep? He said, no, I can't. It doesn't belong to me, it belongs to my master. He said, I'll pay you for it, you get money. He said, no, I can't. He said, just take the money and give me the sheep and you can tell your master that a wolf came beyond my control, snatched the sheep, devoured the sheep, took it away. And this used to happen. So then look at this answer that this shepherd gives. An ordinary shepherd in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. What is Umar radiallahu ta'ala telling him? That give me one sheep, your master won't come to know. Who's going to know? He won't know what's the reality, what's the truth. All you can tell him that a fox came or a wolf came and it took the sheep away. Just two words, and I keep on mentioning this. It is something for all of us to remind ourselves. And if we have this, inshallah, it will become such a strength for us to stay away from gunas. May Allah protect me from gunas, protect all of us. Nobody is perfect. We all slip. And Allah has therefore kept the doors of tawbah open. The moment you slip, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. We make sincere tawbah, istighfar, tawbah, istighfar, tawbah, istighfar. So this shepherd tells Umar radiallahu ta'ala, leave my master, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Where is Allah then? I can lie to my master, but can I cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can hide away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Impossible. Umar radiallahu ta'ala leaves him and he goes back. But as he's going back, he keeps on saying this word, Fa'in Allah, Fa'in Allah, Fa'in Allah. He was so pleased with the answer the shepherd gave that Umar radiallahu ta'ala tells his servant the next day, go there and buy this slave from his master. And he purchases the slave, and the slave comes to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala then tells him, these two words, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ, where is Allah then, has bought you your freedom in this world. You are no longer a slave. I purchased you and I'm freeing you. And I've got hopes on the day of Qiyamah, it will save you from the fire of Jahannam as well. Muraqabah, consciousness of Allah. I'm doing the deal. I know it's a fraudulent deal. I cannot do it. May Allah become displeased with me. You will never see barakah. Believe me. You might strike a good deal and think you are making a big profit, but you'll get test upon test in your life. Somebody will get sick. You'll have an accident or whatever. Allah save us. But different problems. You run from one person to the other, one lawyer to the other, one doctor to the other, one molana to the other. You'll have no chain and sukoon in your life. There was a man who traveled on his business ventures. Good man. His wife would accompany him as normal. That's how the trend. Initially the wife goes with. And then he's busy and he's buying and everything going very well. Then afterwards she says, you know, I go to look after the children. I can't make it. Well, you carry on. And then he carries on. And so it happened that he fell in love with another woman and he marries her. Secret marriage. Doesn't tell the first wife. So every time he goes overseas, whatever, he meets that wife and comes back. Somehow the first wife, she just felt something strange. That's why I said, you know, the best sheikh is your wife. She knows you from head to toe. All your faults. You go this weakness, that weakness, this weakness. In any case, don't take bayah to your sheikh. Don't take bayah to your wife, sorry. So she made something not right, but she didn't ask him. She just kept quiet, but she sent somebody on the next business trip her husband went for. Just go and see. So this person comes back, yes, yes, yes. Your fears are true. Your husband has married another woman. And it's verified. In any case, husband is back home, she's normal, she's not even showing. And Ajib, some wives who go through this, they never even frown, they never show it, they still are so loyal and they will prepare the best of food and give him the best. So this happens, carries on for some time until husband becomes sick, falls ill, and then he passes away. There were no other children, there was no other heirs, so now the estate is wounded and she gets the entire sum of money. She takes exactly half the amount with the note with this person who originally went and checked and verified, yes, that her husband was married to somebody else. He says, go there and give this to that woman. So that lady receives a huge amount of money with the note. Listen, my sister, assalamu alaikum. I came to know that you are my co-wife. In other words, my husband was married to you. It was a secret marriage. He didn't mention to me. Any case, our husband has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I'm making sabr, you make sabr, and this is your share of the inheritance. My brothers and elders, is this not an excellent deed? She was aware that Allah is watching her. She could have taken the whole thing for herself. There was no proof that her husband is married to some other woman. Nobody is claiming anything. He didn't mention anything. It doesn't end there. That wife, she sends the money back and she sends the note. My beloved sister, a few months ago, whatever the husband's name was, he had divorced me. At the time of death, I was no longer his wife. Therefore, I don't inherit a single cent from his estate. The entire thing belongs to you. This is muraqabah, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can fit ourselves in our activities, our dealings, our wheelings, everything. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is so kind. Allah is so loving. Allah is so loving. I mentioned in the beginning, let us be positive, positive, positive. And inshallah we take those baby steps toward Allah ta'ala. Allah comes running to us. Everything will work out so beautifully for us. Yes, there will be tests. There will be tests. And sometimes the tests are difficult tests. But Allah will assist us to go over that hurdle. At that time, do not become overwhelmed. Again, we did all those lessons from the verses of Quran. Turn to Allah, turn to Allah. Allah's nusrat will come. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah is with those who are perseverant. Allah is with those who make sabr. Allah ta'ala is with those who turn to Him. Remember, worshipping Allah is not just in the month of Ramadan, or one day, or certain occasion, Eid day, suddenly now we're wearing Islamic dress, Islamic garb, or somebody passes away and then the cloak comes out, and then the kurta comes out, and then the topi comes out. No. We are not seasonal people. We are not seasonal Muslims. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Rabb till yaqeen, till maut comes. So inshallah if we do this, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawbah, istighfar, very, very important. The last day or two we have, sincere, genuine tawbah. Not just recitation of some istighfar, no. From the bottom, right, from the recesses of our hearts, genuinely. And when we lift our hands, you know, so many gunas will come in front of us. And don't worry about the next person. We ourselves, we are answerable for our own deeds. It's us and Allah. Us and Allah. Nobody knows what guna I've committed and you have committed. Allah knows. So when you make the tawbah, you must show that nadamat, genuine nadamat. Ya Allah, I regret. How could I do such a thing? You know, in dunya, when you're caught doing something, Allah protect us, then you feel embarrassed and ashamed. Ooh, whatever I did. Please forgive me, I shouldn't have done this. Like that, more than that, nadamat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah, Ya Allah, I'm nadime, I'm sharmindai. What it means? I'm embarrassed, Ya Allah. How could I do such a thing? Now, you abandon that sin. So you're not making tawbah like a person looking at, staring at that woman, he's got to just be astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. To these women, what they're wearing, eh? You are admiring that woman, you are nafskachor. Nafskachor, blame the whole world. That is what we do. We pass the buck on to somebody else and we're doing it all the time. You know, ummat must come right. Ummat must come right. Ummat, you are part of the ummat. And you are the main person in the ummah. If you come right, everybody else will come right. That is what we have to focus on. Put ourselves right. And genuinely, brothers, we do not know whether we will see another Ramadan or not. May Allah grant it to us. That's our dua. And we have seen how many people passed away. And it continues. Whose janazah is next, we don't know. Every person enters the masjid. What's the first thing we do? Look left. Nikah notice, janazah notice. That's the first thing we do. So, whose janazah is next? Allah knows best. So, let us make sincere tawbah and we shun that sin. Don't go back to that sin I mentioned yesterday. Tawbah al-nasu'a, like how when you milk the cow, it's impossible to stuff the milk back into the udders of the cow. Like that, impossible, I'm going to commit that sin. In other words, you must have that himmat and courage. Don't ever say, just once more. One more time I'll take just one pull of the daha. Or one more tablet. Or one more time I'll just look at that haram movie. Or that porn, pornographic material. Just one more time and then after that I'm going to stop. Wallah, the ulama and mashayikh have mentioned that you do this, You're only kindling the fire and the flame of sins in your heart. It's going to go more and more and more. It'll never become extinguished. So when that happens, that is when you make mujahada. Oh Allah, for your sake, I am not going to do it. And when you do that, then you experience the sweetness of iman. Because that's what Allah Ta'ala wants. The Quran we did today. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى جَنَّةَ 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 Ulama say you get jannat in this world. What's the jannat in this world? بِالْحُدُورِ مَعَ الْمَوْلَى You have the presence of Allah with you. You have the presence of Allah. What else do you want? Jannat in the hereafter, you get the jannat, paradise. But even in this world, if you become the friend of Allah, and you make a concerted effort of refraining from sins, and if you do make commit a sin, you make sincere tawbah immediately, then you have become the friend of Allah, and Allah will help you. So no matter how your friends may view you after that, hey, come on man, just one more time, what you carrying on that for? That is peer pressure. Do not become enslaved by peer pressure. My youngsters especially, do not feel, hey, what my friends will think of me. Think what my Allah will think. What my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would think of me. You know the Sahaba youngsters, if I start that topic, another half an hour, the Sahaba youngsters, amazing, amazing, incredible. You know, we talk about certain Sahabas thinking that they were elderly in the time of Rasulullah. They were youngsters. Anas radiallahu ta'ala was only 10 years old. 10 years old when he came into the khidmat of Rasulullah, became the khadim of Rasulullah. He was only 20 when Rasulullah left this world. And the amount of ahadith we hear on Anas radiallahu ta'ala. Even Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, an elderly person. So many of them. They would actually stand on their toes to be selected to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in jihad. They would make as though they are very big and old and crane themselves so that they are not deprived. How they would just want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we also can become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not lose hope of the mercy of Allah. This lesson I have been drilling myself and all of us again and again and again. However, does not mean that we can just continue sinning and then just make some tawbah istighfar. No. We do not know what can happen. There's an incident I read in the kitab, in one of the commentaries of Imam Nawawi's Arba'een. There were two brothers, and we terminate with this. Two brothers. One was very pious. Like I mentioned the other day, but I'm not going to, that's a different incident. Person was very pious, and his brother, impious, sinner, doing all the wrong things. Look at shaitan. Shaitan comes to this pious one. See, you know what? You did a lot of ibadat. You're very pious. You're missing out the fun your brother is having. One Saturday night, why don't you just go join the boys? Nothing. How much Quran you reading? Whole day you just doing, and you're getting jamaat, you're getting tabligh, you're getting the khanka, you're getting madrasa. It's a boring life, man. There's a little bit here you can club and just go and enjoy yourself. And then suddenly he becomes serious about it. And look at now, the niyat now is to go and join his brother who was doing the wrong things. And he goes towards that. In the meantime, the other brother, suddenly, he'd been reflecting over himself and his life. He said, what a sinner I am. Look at this life, miserable. Whole day I'm just doing wrong, zina. I'm feeling miserable. I'm not feeling good. My friends are not right. The company is not right. I'm not feeling that peace. Let me now shun all this and let me now become pious and join my pious brother. Look at his niyat. It so happened, as they're moving, maut comes to both. Now look. Look at the end of both. The man who was good suddenly now goes towards evil, and the evil one, he is going towards good. We do not know when maut will come. Intention must be, Ya Allah, I want to please you. Ya Allah, I'm kamzor. Allah knows that we are weak. Allah knows it. Allah is too kind. How many excuses and chance and opportunities, and Allah lifts us up. And if Allah wished, He could have punished us a long time ago. But Allah does not want to do that. He gives us chances and chance, but we do not take advantage. Do not become obstinate, do not become stubborn, do not become arrogant and proud, and just become brazen and openly broadcast your whole private life, as you mentioned the other day, in all the social media, and you want to show everybody how grave a sinner you are, then you are playing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab. Allah has made satari, Allah has forgiven us. So let us, inshallah, turn to Allah ta'ala again. Sincere tawbah, our mothers and sisters listening home also. I'm very concerned about our young sisters. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us a tawfiq of becoming the friends of Allah. And if we slip, we did in the talim amongst our mu'atakifin this morning about a believer is a mirror of another believer. So if somebody points out your mistake, then be happy. Don't say, hey, you must worry about your own self. What do you worry about me for? No, he's showing you. Yes, he should do it in a polite manner. But even if he doesn't do it in a polite way and he shows you your mistake and you are guilty of it, then thank him because you need to rectify yourself. Rather than having that crack and that weakness in you all your whole life. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله this is our last chance يا الله رمضان came and he went to him يا الله forgive us يا الله we just يا الله we claim that we are believers يا الله إيمان hasn't gone right into our the deep recesses of our heart forgive us يا الله Allah, give us kamil iman. Make us yours now, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Help us to change our lives. Help us to make Islam, my Allah. Allah, how long are we just going to listen to talks and bayans and waaz and nasihat, my Allah? Give us the tawfiq now, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq and the himmat and the courage, my Allah. To follow your commandments, my Allah. Make us enter into deen and Islam completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us play games with your deen, my Allah. Help us. Ya Allah, guide us. We are blind, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this majma, my Allah. And even at home, mothers and sisters are listening. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands. We heard the Taraweeh Salah. We heard the dua after Taraweeh. Ya Allah, we said Ameen to that dua. My Allah, we are still making dua to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, entire night we can make dua to you. But my Allah, we want you to accept our dua, my Allah. Accept it now, my Allah. Forgive all of us, my Allah. Sabko maaf farma. Sabko maaf farma. Ya Allah, when we wake up from this gathering, let there be not a single person who is not forgiven, my Allah. Allahumma inna نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر يا الله take us towards Jannah advance us towards Jannah يا الله pull us away from Jahannam my Allah Ya Allah, pull us away from Jahannam, my Allah. Do not make us do those things that will take us to Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbatan nasuha. Hum nadim hai, sharminda hai. We committed those sins, my Allah. In the darkness of the night or broad daylight, we ever be committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. We beg you, my Allah. We beg you tonight. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Forgive us completely. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts become shining. White and bright again. Hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Give us the taalluq and bond with you, my Allah. We want to become your friends now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read about awliya, awliya, awliya. How long are we just going to read about your awliya? Make us your awliya. Help us, guide us, favor us, my Allah. Despite our weaknesses, my Allah. We know we're not worthy of it, my Allah. The ibadah we made, we feel so good about it, my Allah. Whereas it's not even befitting to be presented in your courts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't need us, my Allah. You don't need our ibadah, my Allah. But my Allah, you put us into this world and you created us, my Allah, and created opportunities for us. To make amends, to come closer and closer to you. Because, Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is your quality that you love to forgive, my Allah. You are your quality, you are ash-shakur, my Allah. Despite our feeble efforts, my Allah, you still accept those efforts, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are so beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, most beautiful, Ya Allah, oh, loving Allah. Ya Allah, you are most kind, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Help us after the the month of Ramadan, to have istiqamat in our lives, in our business dealings, my Allah, in our social conduct, my Allah, in our akhlaq, my Allah, in our character, my Allah, when we deal with people, my Allah, ya Allah, at home also, with our wives, my Allah, with our husbands, my Allah, with our children, with our parents, my Allah, with our family members, with our elders, with our juniors, my Allah, with the ulama, with the ordinary people, ya Allah, no matter how poor the person may be, my Allah, ya Allah, give us tawfiq of becoming righteous and pious ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah, make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us to the day of qiyamah with iman. Do not snatch away this iman from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, this is a special ummat, my Allah. Special ummat, my Allah. Our beloved Rasul cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of how he cried, Allahumma ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, you promised him you will never let him down in the day of qiyamah, my Allah. We are part of that ummat, my Allah. Do not deprive us of his intercession in the day of qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Some sincere person dua to ameen to the dua, my Allah. And you will accept all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you again, my Allah, to protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from all type of evil. Remove this pandemic completely, my Allah. It has crippled the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, it has affected our deen, my Allah. But my Allah, we're making shukr to you. Ya Allah, abundant shukr, my Allah. And you have said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ That you gave us our masajid back, my Allah. And you gave us tawfiq of making ibadat happily and freely, my Allah. Do not take away this ni'mat again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Allah, forgive the ummah, help the ummah, guide the ummah. Wherever the ummah is pareshan hal, Ya Allah, remove the pareshani, especially our brothers and sisters and masoom children in Palestine, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ism-e azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat-ul ula. You are most qawi, you are qadir, you are muqtadir. No person can overpower you. You can never become ajiz, my Allah. Entire world belongs to you, my Allah. Ya man biyadihi malakutu kullihi. وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ Ya Allah, we ask you, my Allah, give aman and aman to our Muslim brothers and sisters there, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the oppression they are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, those zalimeen hidayat is not written for them. Ya Allah, unka tukra tukra karo, my Allah. Allahumma qtulhum bidada. Allahumma ahsihim adada. وَلَا تُبْقِ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدَا اللَّهُمَّ شَتِّتْ شَمْلَهُمْ وَمَزِّقْ جَمْعَهُمْ وَدَمِّرْ دِيَارَهُمْ اللَّهُمَّ خَالِفْ بَيْنَ كَلِمَتِهِمْ اللَّهُمَّ انْصُرْ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ Ya Allah, protect the Musliman ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have put such a beautiful religion, which is haqq, my Allah. The only deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot see the truth of Islam, the beauty of Islam. Islam is a peace, loving religion, my Allah. We are concerned about every person being saved from the fire of Jahannam and going to paradise eternally. This is our worry. This is our fikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are making zulam on masoom children, my Allah. They are shooting them, my Allah. Ya Allah, driving their homes down, my Allah. Raising them to the ground, my Allah. Those masoom children, those mothers, sisters, my Allah. Where do they go? Month of Ramadan, ending that is for them, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Whichever other place also Musliman, pareshan hal ho, ya Allah. Unki pareshani dhoor farma. Ya Allah, whatever bimani you don't give a kamil shifa. All those who are sick and healing, so many. Young and old people requested duas, ya Allah. Grant each one kamil shifa. All them are home and give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us what in Madinah Sharif. Bari in jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Toh de koh de koh de koh de koh de koh Ya Allah, we love our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are waiting to see his mubarak face. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us of his suhbat, my Allah. Don't deprive us of getting the holy water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, protect our youth, my Allah. Protect them, guide them, my Allah. Accept our tawbah, accept our dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us lailatul qadr. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anna, fa'afu anna, fa'afu anna.
ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.